I'm back. It's your boy Y James. I got a fucking special guest up in this bitch. I ain't gonna let him speak yet. Once the podcast start, we gonna get into it.
Like I said, I'm back. I got a special guest with me. It's a fucking good guy, actor, fucking comedian, fucking funny man. This guy got fucking films on Amazon and shit. Go check out his shit. Chocolate Kiss on Amazon. It's a good movie. My dog got he been in plays. He got a podcast out called Just a Thought. Go check him out. He goes by the name of Looney. I call him Dwayne. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey yo, what's going on, world? Much love.
We in this motherfucker. We got Looney in this bitch. He's been on my podcast before. We did a whole thing about him, whole segment. I told y'all, we're going to get into it. We got a podcast, Carcast today. You know what I'm saying? We in the city. Different vibes. We're going to get it cracking, though. We're going to start off with the NBA and shit. We're going to start off with some sports shit. The Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship. They beat the Boston Celtics 4-2 in the finals. They beat them last night in Boston. Steph Curry won MVP. He had his fourth ring. Everyone's talking about he about to be top 10, greatest of all time. Dwayne, do you watch sports? I don't know if you do.
Every now and then, but one thing I can tell you, Steph Curry is the Tom Brady of basketball.
That nigga was doing drugs, I think. He must have smoked some dope before I got here because he says he's the Tom Brady of basketball. He's the greatest of all time. Tom Brady's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna spit this water out, y'all. He tripping. Don't worry about that noise. He tripping, y'all. Curry, he the best shooter of all time. I'll give him that. The best of all time, LeBron.
Nah, it'll always be Iverson. Jordan and Iverson. Always be the GOATs.
He said Jordan and Iverson. Like I said, LeBron. We're not gonna get into all that.
LeBron not even own Iverson level.
Stop it. How is LeBron not on Iverson level, buddy?
Only thing he got over Iverson is that he is a billionaire.
He got rings over Iverson. He got stats over Iverson. A lot of stats. Iverson's stats and his stats ain't even close. I respect the question or the answer. I'm sorry. But no. But I want to know your opinion on these mass shootings. What's been going on with these mass shootings? What's your opinion on these mass shootings?
You know, it's so crazy how you know, it's like the old is living and young is dying, and it's who's truly being the defendant for the kids? Who's truly sending out a discipline to show these kids that if I don't whoop you, life will kill you?
Beat your ass.
Who's actually showing the kids, as in, like, who's really checking phones nowadays? You know what I'm saying?
Gotta check on your kids, bro.
Yeah. Because
exactly. These motherfuckers do whatever they want to do. Like, these mass shootings are getting out of control.
It's so many kids that are doing those things for crying help. And because they don't have that, they feel, I hate to say, we live in a generation where the parents has already given up. There's nothing more they can do. If they whoop you, they're punished. If they send down discipline, they're going to jail. So it's like, all they have to do is let these kids learn from themselves. And I hate to say it. Sometimes they gotta bump their head too, but it's sad when these parents are burying young kids that's not making it to 20, that's not making it to 30, that's not having a happy ending.
I agree with you 100%. It is sad because these kids ain't really making it past, like you said, 20. Like, why the fuck are these kids, what's going on in society where these kids feel like they can do these mass shootings and kill other kids and take out their anger on what's going on? They need to talk to people. They need to talk to their parents, talk to the counselors, and get shit going on. But we're going to jump on another topic that's super crazy to me that I'm sick of seeing. I'm tired of seeing this shit. I'm tired of having these excuses and these motherfuckers getting off or being on administrative leave. Another police officer shot a 13-year-old kid in Chicago. The guy had his hands up. The 13-year-old kid had his hands up. He already knew what the fuck was going on. He knew that these motherfuckers was on 10. They was on 10. police got too much authority, and I think that should need to be snatched from them. I think it needs to be reduced. Because the police are good for certain people that need the police. The old, the elderly, and the weak. They are good for them, but the strong and the stern, we don't need them. But I think it's sad that we're going through this right now. It's 2022, these black kids are being killed over toy guns and other bullshit. And you want anything to say about this?
You know what's so fucked up is that the world we live in, we already seen as statistics in African American culture. So it's the moment something goes wrong on this on the other side of the fence, they feel that, oh well, he was drug addict, he was a bad father, said it on and up to, hey, I took a life because I chose to do that. It's sad when we live in a world that, you know, who's truly actually examining jobs now? And it's not even about the drug test mentally, to be cops, to be, you know what I'm saying, like doctors and nurses. And so who's really examining that? So many people say they fear for their life, so they took a life. But you're taking lives that never get a chance to have a voice. They never got brought to court. But the moment when someone else can bring something different and a black man's called to do something, it seems like he's a target. It's every day we wake up to realizing, dang, life is like, it's like a game.
Fucking Russian roulette.
Yeah. It's like, when did Simon Says becomes the cops' go-to? It's like, they do it without Simon Says, a life getting taken. You know, they're fearing. If that's the case, truly sit down, put your gun down. If you decide to protect and serve, let me tech serve and honor that patron. But apparently they can't do that.
I agree with you 100%. They can't do that. And if they feel that they're scared for their life, you're supposed to be an authority figure. You're supposed to be a hero in the community. Okay? So how are you scared for your life when you're supposed to enforce the rules and shit? If you're scared for your life, you shouldn't be a cop. They gunned down another young man who's only 13 who hasn't even experienced life yet.
You know what's so crazy how it comes with things like that, but yet not too long ago, a Caucasian kid comes in the gas station, shoots the camera, robs his
fucking store in Michigan, and nothing happens. They go to his house and arrest him. He gets to go all the way home. Come on, bro.
You realizing with TV and where we live in
propaganda,
it's crazy how they talk more about the Oscar, Will Smith, and Chris Rock smack more than what's going on in the war, more than what's going on in society with...
When he says the war, he means Ukraine and fucking Russia. They barely talk about that shit. They barely talk about COVID. They barely talk about... Now, since it ain't COVID, now this year is monkeypox. Pay attention, folks. Everyone's worried about... The media is over here worried about Joe Biden falling off his bike. Why the fuck is that old motherfucker even on his bike? You know what I'm saying? It's your host with the most, your boy, Y. James. I'm my boy with me on this one. We're going to have a short cast podcast right now. We out of here.